This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. And this is my go-to spot for all things food-related in Southern California.
And welcome back. It is the Thanksgiving Eve version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks Hockey and Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Appreciate you being out there, and we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And if you look at either our Instagram or our Facebook feed right now, you will see some imagery of the Thanksgiving pies and other accoutrements that are part of Polly's Pies in Southern California, which, not too surprisingly, is our next subject of conversation. And we are enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. I must say, I've been aware of Polly's Pies for a number of years. Hadn't dined there recently, which was rectified in the last week. Knew that for the holidays, they do a lot of pies and they're known for their pies, but really didn't know the backstory. And I was very delighted to find out quite recently that they are still family owned. They're independent. And the third generation of the founding Sheldrake family is involved in the business, as well as the two founders, which is really impressive. And with Thanksgiving coming, they're going to be going full bore throttle with pies. And I wanted to bring Jacqueline Minocinka, who is their director of brand for Polly's Pies, on the show to talk about the Thanksgiving preparations. And it is a pleasure for the first time to welcome Jacqueline to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Jacqueline, good morning. Are you starting to box pies yet?
Good morning. I think they are. I'll be in the store starting this week helping out. So I'll let you know how that goes.
No, I know you will. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pull the curtain back a little bit and reveal a little bit of a secret. When I talked about the third generation of the founding family of Polly's being involved in the business, that is Jacqueline. And it's just great to see a family tradition like this preserved, because you're up to 14 or 15 locations of Polly's at this point, Jacqueline.
We were up to 15. Now we're back down to 14. But we do have plans to add some more locations in the upcoming years. So,
and all over Southern California. Now, Jacqueline, Polly's was, as the name indicates, was really founded on house-made home-baked pies. You're about to gear up for Thanksgiving, and there's some incredible statistics that are involved here. Give us a benchmark of about how many pie orders are going to go out from the various Polly's for Thanksgiving, because it's an incredible number.
Yes. So we end up getting around 20,000 orders, 23,000 orders, and we make about 60,000 pies to 70,000 pies within a 3-day period. So it's pretty insane. I was just before this, I was on a text thread with all of the district managers and the CEO and our VP of Ops about what stores we need to start turning off, just because our volume is just outstanding this year.
It is a good news problem to have. Just so our listeners know, Jacqueline, where are these pies actually baked?
So we bake all pies on premise at each location. We don't do any preservatives in them. So really keeping on schedule is the biggest deal there. Our ovens are going nonstop. We have different shifts of our bakers nonstop. So really, it's all of the stores have to really have their game face on right now. And then we also have our commissary that helps some of the locations with some of our double-baked pies, just because we can't keep up with the volume if not.
Jacqueline, from a logistical standpoint, you know, you either need to have your act together or this is a nightmare. And I know Polly's has their act together, but boy, you know, when you talk about that volume and again, high quality, you know, boy, just operationally, I think about that and definitely break out into a sweat. Now, I know our audience is interested and probably the first choice is already known. But in terms of the most popular pies for Thanksgiving, tell us 1, 2, and 3, if you will.
Well, of course, pumpkin. And then we have our apple. We also do a spin on pumpkin in a couple different ways, which is our pumpkin maple crutch, which has a nice little maple-y top. And then we also have a pumpkin dream, which has a cream cheese base. And then, of course, our signature pie, which is our Banbury, which is a banana cream bottom with strawberries on top.
And we have a picture of that particular pie slice posted right now, Jacqueline. So our audience that might not be familiar with Banbury, which, as you say, is one of your signatures, they can see what it looks like. Now, talking about from scratch and things that are done in store, what are some of the other items that are baked in store? Because if I have this right, in terms of all the breads you use for your sandwiches and your dinner rolls, those are house-made too. Do I have that correct?
Yes, those are baked on premise. Every morning we proof. You know, it's definitely a process. But yeah, so any sandwich you get, that's our bread. Any burger you get, that's our bread. And also now we have our prime rib French dip, which is a baguette, and that is our bread, which is our sourdough that we've blacked out. So it's definitely some hard work in making sure that you're making the right quality.
Absolutely. Now, your grandfather and really your grand uncle created Polly's back in 1968. Tell us a little bit about your grandfather, because I understand he is quite a character, and he's not a youngster anymore.
No, he's not. You know, it gets a little hard because, you know, he's been a part of my life for such a long time and involved. I think that's why I also care so much about this brand, because it was his dream. So my grandfather and my great uncle, they actually started with KFCs back in 1966, where my grandfather met a mutual friend at UCLA that was friends with Jim Collins, who, as many people may know, Sizzler.
Yes, indeed.
So, you know, they were like, oh, let's, you know, there's this new brand of this guy, and it's chicken, and so they opened up all these KFCs, and I think they got it to, like, 10 KFCs, and they were looking at some properties, and one of them being in Fullerton. Well, Jim Collins looked at that property and was like, no, this is not going to be good for, you know, QSR. And then KFC Corporate looked at it, and they're like, yeah, that's not going to be good. Well, my grandfather lives down the street from the Fullerton location and was like, well, I really like this place. And that's why they ended up getting a Polly's. This location just felt like the right fit, but it wasn't the right fit for KFC. And so, you know, pie was popular, and so my grandfather was like, let's do some pies.
Eddie hit upon quite a good idea. And Jacqueline, it all seems to have worked out. Let's talk about the quality statement of Polly's for a minute. Obviously, you're known for your pies. Jacqueline, a lot of pie shops, in terms of when it comes to whipped cream, they actually use something that is not real whipped cream because whipped cream has a shelf life and it's more expensive than the substitutes. How does Polly's handle whipped cream?
Yeah, so we go through a lot. We make it constantly throughout the day. That's why we say we do not sell day-old pies, because our, you know, the whipped cream, it loses its quality because we don't put any preservatives in it. We don't use anything fake. We like to say it is real whipped cream. It's something like if you were going to make whipped cream at home from scratch, that is how we make it at Polly's.
Good to hear and good to know. Now, I know there's some new menu items. You talked about the prime rib dip, which I enjoyed. I got that with a side of coleslaw, which is really unusually good. It's not a lot of mayonnaise. The vegetables are very crisp. It's unusually good. Tell me about the backstory of that coleslaw, because I know there's a story.
Yes, there's always a story if it has to do with my grandfather. Coleslaw was one of our first side items when we opened up Polly's Pies. And when I say we, I mean them, because I was in the live. But, so it was one of the first signature items. We just had sandwiches, burgers, and coleslaw originally. So that coleslaw has not had many tweaks to it over the years, and we really believe in testing the quality of it and making sure, especially because ingredients change over the years, we try to keep it to its original factor all the way through these years.
Jacqueline, talking about longevity, your head baker just recently retired after how many years with Polly's?
Oh my goodness. I think it was like over 40 or 50 years or something. When changes happen, it's good, but it's also scary. But he's done a really great job of training his predecessor, and I definitely think that over the years we've gotten it pretty down, and making sure that the quality control is handled from a store level, from a commissary level, and from an office level.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Polly's Pies, with locations all over Southern California, really trying to keep their prices reasonable, which I think all diners appreciate at this point. Jacqueline, as we need to say goodbye, what is the best website to be able to get all the location and menu information for Polly's Pies?
Yeah, so you can go to pollyspies.com, and we have all of our information there. You also can join our e-club and get the latest offers and deals.
Ladies and gentlemen, representing the third generation of family ownership of Polly's Pies, it is Jacqueline Mitosinka. Jacqueline, happy Thanksgiving. I know the rush is
on.
You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, another wonderful family story. This is of the Milky Way, a kosher dairy restaurant in the Pico Robertson neighborhood of Los Angeles, that from the Spielberg family, yes, that's Spielberg, Steven. This is an ode and a tribute to their mother. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.